Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Back in the time in the days of Napoleon, a young father was drafted into the French army. Because of the very young ages of the man's sons and children, a friend volunteered to go in his place. There was a provision in French law at the time for a volunteer to take the place of someone who had been drafted. So the substitution was made, and sometime later, this friend was killed on the battlefield in action. Through a clerical error, the young father was drafted a second time. "You can't take me," he told the officers who came to take him off to battle, into service. "I'm dead. I died on the battlefield." Well, the officers argued that they could see him standing right in front of them. But he insisted that they look in the records on the list of the deceased and to find the confirmation of his death. Well, sure enough, the man's name showed up on the list of those killed in battle. And along with it, the name of his substitute was written beside it. So, not satisfied with this explanation, the officers continued to pursue the case until it finally came before the emperor himself. After looking at all of the evidence, Napoleon declared, "Through a legal substitute, this man has made not only this man has not only fought, but has also died in his country's service. No man can die more than once. Therefore, the law has no claim on him." Christ is our substitute who has died, so the law can have no claim on us. By taking our place, by being the substitute, Jesus died in our place. He is the true sacrificial lamb. And now, just as the shepherd does for his sheep, Jesus himself provides for all that is needed for us. He's become not only the lamb of sacrifice, he's also the shepherd who leads and guides us. St. Peter in the reading today said, "For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." We are his sheep, and we are in his care. He has substituted and sacrificed himself for us. And he now cares for us by leading us and guiding us. We learn this from the gospel lesson today also, where Jesus refers to himself as the shepherd of the sheep of God. He is the one way to heaven. And he leads us there as a shepherd leads his sheep. Again, listen to starting at verse 2 from the gospel lesson today. "The one who enters the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger." Remember that. "In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Okay, now think for a moment about the relationship of sheep to shepherd. I know not many of us have probably ever been around sheep or owned sheep or had them much, but we know that the sheep supply the shepherd with his livelihood just by being sheep. They produce wool, they provide food. Just by being who they are what the shepherd needs them to be. The sheep are to be looked after by the shepherd, not the other way around. But for the shepherd's care to be effective, the sheep listen to the shepherd. only by listening and following the shepherd. Are they led where they need to go? In listening to the word of the shepherd, the sheep are kept safe, they're fed, they're watered, and they're given all that they need to be sheep that are cared for. That's us. That's you and I. That's what Christ died on the cross to give us, his care. We don't have to earn it. We can't earn it. Instead, we're called to fully live in it by faith. We're given faith as a gift, and that gift is what gives us the power to live fully, not the other way around. We aren't given a full life so that we can earn our faith. We're given faith so that we're free to live fully by the word of our shepherd alone. Listen to that again. We aren't given a full life so that we can earn our faith. We're given faith. We're given faith so that we're free to live fully by the word of our shepherd alone. Through the power of the Holy Spirit expressed in God's holy word, we hear, we listen to our shepherd's voice directing and calling us to live a joyfully full life. And because of that faith that we are given, that has been given us as a gift, we gladly listen and we live in and by the shepherd's word. Now, all of this isn't done to make us into shepherds, but it's to let us be better at being sheep. God provides all that we need to be his people. He gives us true and eternal reconciliation with him in the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross, in making us his own. In this way only, he gives us to be fully what he created us to be. We can be what he designed us to be and not be bound any longer under the slavery of sin that we were born into. We were made, you know, we were made for a relationship of love with God. We talked about that last week. We are to be his people, not his replacement. We know, you and I know, we all know that we are broken in our sin simply by trying to put ourselves into God's rightful place in our own lives, like sheep trying to replace the shepherd with themselves. Sheep aren't made to be shepherds. That's foolish. But that's what we've tried to do by our sin and by breaking our relationship with God, the relationship that God built for us. Now, that's important for us to remain mindful of. It's important to be mindful of our sin in that way and to confess our sin. Through repentance, we are assured of being forgiven. That confession of sin allows us to be restored, again, by Jesus' blood from the cross, into a right relationship with our God, our Creator, that he designed us for. Everyone around you and I is in a similar situation, or the same situation. When we set out to, what do we say we do here? We are hearing, sharing, and living the gospel. When we set out to share the gospel with those around us, we have to hold on to this truth. That'll help them to understand what we know by sharing that we also start from a place of brokenness and hurt. We can come alongside them and bear witness that we all, every one of us, have messed up our relationship with God, and that no one can fix that relationship by themselves. That starting point must never be given up. We don't buy into the idea that people are basically good. Jesus didn't die on the cross for basically good people. He died for sinners. He became our substitute in death because we owed a debt of death, precisely because we are not basically good. And ironically, that in itself is good news. Because we're broken, we can be mended. But only by the sacrifice of Christ. Because we have wandered off like sheep who refuse to listen to their shepherd, Christ came. He came to earth to be the substitute and made the sacrifice needed to return us, to draw us back to the flock of God. We are created for being in God's flock. Now, I've heard the story about a trip in Israel that somebody took. And a tourist bus was delayed by flocks of sheep getting water. The shepherds of those sheep, after their sheep had gotten what they needed, they separated their herds from one another simply by using their voices. They each had their own call and voices, and the sheep followed their own shepherds. The people in the bus were amazed watching this as they went off in different directions. Now, listening to the word of our great shepherd, we live lives that are cared for and watched over. And we live that way because the Lamb of God, as we said, has taken our place as the one sacrificial lamb to take away our sins. St. Peter tells us today in verse 24, He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. So much more than the man who substituted himself for his friend and died in his place in Napoleon's army. Jesus has taken our place, the whole world's sinful place, and died the death we all owed. And then he rose. He rose from the grave to show that God had accepted his sacrifice for you and I. Now, in receiving his gift of forgiveness, we are allowed to be the sheep that we were created to be. We can follow where Jesus leads. The life we live fully because we are no longer burdened with the guilt, the shame, or the fear of sin, the fear that sin can use to hold us under his captivity. By the sacrifice of the substitute, Jesus Christ, we are no longer bound to listen to the thief, who is the stranger. Remember, I said to remember that. The thief, the stranger, Satan. We're free of that by hearing our true shepherd's voice instead. And now we are free to live life to the fullest that we can. We are free to, as St. Peter tells us today, to follow in his footsteps. We live by his word, or we miss out on living the life Christ sacrificed himself for us to have. Again, listen to what Jesus said at the end of verse 10. I have come that they may have life and just barely have enough. Is that what he said? No, that isn't what he said. That they may have life to the full. We can live our lives so free and full that it is infectious to those around us. Others can look at us and want what we have. That's what's happening in the first reading from Acts today. Listen again, verses 46 and 47. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. Glad and sincere hearts. Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. They exhibited in the living of their lives together the freedom won for us by Christ on the cross. And that drew people to them and to Christ. Our freedom in Christ, the way that we live out abundant living, that can be a powerful way of drawing others to want what we have been given by grace through faith alone. Living in the abundance that Jesus supplies us, that gives us the renewal that we needed in our relationship with God, who is our Creator. That joyfulness that's ours, others can see and they can want that for themselves. We open up to them and we truly live that forgiveness we've been given by the substitute Jesus Christ. We are free to embrace the life of forgiveness only because He has first embraced us. He has first embraced us by His grace and His mercy alone. God has declared it to be legally ours. Just like Napoleon declared that young father legally dead, God declares us legally alive and free. God's forgiveness and freedom and the sacrifice of the substitute are ours by the power of the Holy Spirit to joyfully live in us. So in the name of Jesus, the Lamb of God, we live life so that others can know that His forgiveness is for them as well. All of this is because Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen.